guess what? You earn more when you become more. We got to read. Mm-hmm.
It's very inspiring and a good message to send to the audience.
You say, how you doing today? No, I mean really, how you doing today?
We were like great friends, but...
Well, first of all, I'm always excited.
See a vision for... You know, where we want to go.
Wrap it up. That's a whole nother podcast. Well, I got to say, if it's a piece of man, he ain't my...
No, but sometimes, you know, you don't know.
I'm done. And I'm not waiting.
Get started. I like to go out to my girl.
I'm kind of a jump-in kind of person.
Piece of what? No. What?
PSO.
Whatever you say.
Listen, every time I hear this thing, I just keep laughing. All right. Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is your girl, Tawanda, with the Clutch Podcast, back with another great episode. I'm joined by the C. A.K.A. Corinne. A.K.A. Is it B? Is it B.K.A.? Okay, Corinne, what's going on? Is it B, better known as, A.K.A.? What is it?
You just made up something, A.K.A. So I like that, better known as.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It used to be like two, some different ones. Better known as, also known as. See, that's my good behavior starting. Oh, man, listen. I think the funny thing about tonight is we both probably a little sleepy. So I think being a little sleepy is the same as kind of like being a little drunk. Sometimes you say certain things. So you had a disclaimer one time. I think you better play that sometime soon. Just so people know and understand that if we're sleepy, tired, or tipsy, please don't be offended by anything we say because we're not, what is it? We're not like responsible for what we're
you don't have to miss the Kate Cassidy.
Yeah, what she said. So with that being said, we're talking about the horror series. And on our previous show, we talked about horror stories when it comes to dating. And that was really important and significant because even though we're joking and we're laughing, talking about horror stories, it's definitely not a laughing matter because, hey, shit get real sometimes. And we always want to make sure that people are safe. So tonight we're talking about horror stories when it comes to friendships. And this is really significant as well for a couple of different reasons. For one, on one of our previous shows, we were talking about developing your tribe and some of the ways you develop your tribe and the importance of having your tribe, especially when we talk about girlfriends. And some of those reasons are a lot of time when a female is by herself or doesn't have a lot of friends, sometimes life has happened to you, and you have no one to talk to, no one to turn to, and that really should not be the case. It's very vital and important to have genuine, real girlfriends in your life and in your corner. And another reason is having someone that can say, you go, girl, you did that, and having someone just to kind of celebrate your wins, and even when it's not a win, still being able to say, hey, we're going to weather through the storm. It's just really important. So having friendships are important. And also, and I know I've known of several women that they are really kind of reclusive or they don't really have a lot of friends because they have a horror story. They've had friends and they've been betrayed. They just have so many things that happened that they're just kind of really very closed and don't allow themselves to meet new people. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So before we get started, C, when you think about horror stories in reference to friendships, what are some of the things that come to your mind?
Kind of like what you mentioned before, like single white female stalkerish type of vibes. Maybe someone that would like try to, you know, let's say stab you in your back and then pretend as though they didn't do anything.
I know, like I can't remember when the movie Single White Female came out, but it's probably damn near 20 years ago. And then there was a movie that came out called Single Black Female, I think like a year or two ago. Did you perhaps get to see that?
Yeah, I did hear about that one. I can't remember off the top of my head about that, but yeah, I did hear about that one.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things is, like I say, having friendships are important, but sometimes in life people go through things and situations and it keeps them in a position to where they don't really want to meet friends. And sometimes people just really can't get it. You don't really understand. But if we're not in someone's shoes, we don't really know their story. We don't know how they're feeling. And of course, people always say, oh, well, you know, I would do this or I would do that. But again, we're not in their shoes and we're not, you know, we haven't went through the journey that they went through. So, Corinne, can you think of any situations to where you've ever had a horror story in reference to a friend, or if you had any friends that have had any horror stories?
So I know someone that they had a friend so obsessed with them, they cut their hair the way that they did. They slept with the person's guy behind their back. It was a few things that that person did because we labeled them as single white female because there was a lot of stuff that they were doing that was a little creepy. I think that the friend on the one girl was kind of obsessed with the other girl to the point that, like, maybe she was, like, secretly in love with her. When I think of, like, friendship horror stories, I think about that.
That is definitely a little weird. But, again, we know that things happen. And it's just ironic. So what I want to read is just a couple of different examples because, of course, we've all heard about single white female and even single black female. And a lot of times people think this is cute, this is funny, but it's not. This is reality. But the different scenarios that I'm going to share and discuss with you, see, again, these are simply scenarios. This is not real life in reference to people that we know that this has happened to. The first one is called The Secret Roommate. All right, you ready for this, C?
I am.
You know what? That's the wrong word for me to ask you because every time I ask you, like, are you ready? You know, I'm like, you don't trust me, so you're like, I don't really know. I don't really know if I'm ready. All right, so The Secret Roommate, right? Lisa and Rachel have been best friends for years and decide to become roommates to save on rent. Everything seems fine at first, but Lisa starts noticing strange occurrences. She realizes that Rachel has been secretly living in a hidden room within the apartment, watching her every move. The revelation leads to a chilling confrontation. As I read that to you, like, what are you thinking?
Oh, hell no. That's the first thing I thought was, oh, hell no. My rent.
I mean, what you mean?
I mean, where is my money at? First of all, you living in my house rent-free. Second of all, why are you living like a mouse in the walls?
Where do I think you live for real?
Because if we're friends, I wonder where do I think you live? Because apparently I don't think you live in my house.
But no, they are roommates. But Lisa starts noticing that strange occurrences. She realizes that Rachel has been secretly living in a hidden room within their apartment, watching her every move. But you know what? The thing
is, that's weird.
Yeah, but that's cool.
And there's, like,
know,
we get
about
a third roommate. If you got a hidden room, we could get a third roommate. And you're wasting time and space.
Trying to stalk me. But okay, so my thing is, think about different people that's rent, like, Airbnb is a big thing. Because, you know, some people do Airbnb actually, in, like, renting a room in their house. Can you imagine, like, doing something like that?
Yeah, when I do Airbnb, I do the whole house because or the whole apartment because of things like that.
Because you ain't gonna be there.
Yeah, I don't want that. I mean, you would hope that there's not a secret room that somebody's living in watching you the whole time that you're renting your Airbnb and thinking you're by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And, you know, I guess the point of this is a lot of times, you know, people are crazy. And I'm not saying we have to live in fear. We just have to be really, really careful. Do you think, like, with that situation, do you think there's anything you could kind of – can you tell – like with this example of the scenario, does that surprise you, or do you think there's something you could have recognized or realized before this actually even happened?
I don't know if anybody would expect for someone to be secretly living in their secret room in their house. I don't think that anyone would ever prepare for that.
That would freak me the hell out. Like, oh my God. All right, okay, I got a couple more. And again, these are just scenarios. These are not actual situations of people that we know. All right, the stolen identity. Two college friends, Mia and Alex, decide to take a spontaneous road trip together. During the trip, Mia begins to notice that Alex is using her identity to create a new life. She discovers that Alex has stolen her social media account, phone, and even applied for jobs in her name, all while pretending to be Mia. Okay, I got you. Hello? Anybody home? Hey, welcome
crazy.
To the show, Star.
Oh, my gosh. What? Hey.
What?
Twinkle, twinkle, deep dish dimples. That's deep.
I know. Oh, did you catch that? Yeah, so we're talking about the girlfriend horror story. So, again, these are not real situations. These are not my friends. These are not Corinne's friends. And I don't think they're your friends. I want to put that out there. But
thank you.
No, but we're just talking about different scenarios. So what
okay.
are you guys thinking about that, the stolen identity? And think about how often you leave your purse or something around. So two friends. And the person realizes, hey, this person's taking over my stuff. They're applying for jobs, social media access, phone, and all this, and pretending to be you. Like, what you doing with
that? You got way too much time on my hands. They need to get a life. I know they want to live, be like me. Like, no. That's so serious. Wow, I'm sure that has happened. Stolen identity, that kind of happens, you know.
And doesn't that just kind of make you think, like, when you leave yourself, I mean, you just got to be careful. And again, not paranoid, but just conscious and careful.
Yeah.
Corinne,
no,
I
wouldn't say they try to steal my, like, whole life, but somebody, and I'm going to leave their name out of it for respect out of them, but someone did steal, I guess, my Social Security number, and I found out maybe like a year after they stole it that they had actually got some stuff in my name, and I found out because of the address that came up. And I'm like, I never lived at this address, but I know who did. So, yeah.
Gosh. Sorry. That's so sad.
That is absolutely crazy. All right, I got a couple more, and again, these are just really wild, interesting examples. The obsession. How about that? Jenny and Megan have been inseparable since childhood, but Megan's growing obsession with Jenny's life begins to take a sinister turn. She starts collecting personal items from Jenny's life, creating a shrine to her friend in her home. As Jenny becomes increasingly alarmed, she must confront Megan's disturbing fixation. Have you guys ever had a friend that's obsessed with you? Your hair, your looks.
Yeah.
And Corinne, you definitely have had this.
Red.
Oh, it's funny.
I mean, seriously, like, what are your thoughts?
It's scary when somebody wants to imitate you.
Really? It's kind of complimented, but at the same time, yes, scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's complimentary because there's something about you that they actually like. But when it comes to the point of being obsessed, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the thin line between obsession and flattery?
That's a good question. What do y'all think? To me, one thing I think, if you do something that you can't tell the other, like if they're stalking you or almost stalking you, they're not going to be telling you about it. They're going to be sneaking and doing it. When you're sneaking and doing it, I think that's when you're kind of on that boundary line.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys agree?
Definitely. Let's say if I got a haircut and you're like, oh, I like your haircut. I wish I could, maybe I'll get my hair cut like that. And then that's one thing you had a conversation. But then if you just show up at the cookout and we both got the same haircut and it's like, wait, what?
That's
crazy.
Going on. The same color, nails all of a sudden, just, you see the subtle changes. It's like, something's not right here. Or I wonder what's wrong or what's going on. That makes you question. Yeah. I think you're a little too close. Are you feeling me too much?
Absolutely.
That's very creepy.
So have you ladies ever had a situation, because I think that a lot of people that, I'm not going to say don't have a lot of friends, but some people are very close to meeting new people, are very reluctant due to just having bad situations. How are you guys when it comes to meeting friends? Are you open and you like have a bunch of friends? Are you reluctant and withdrawn? Kind of explain how you are when it comes to meeting new friends.
I go on the conversation, really. Communication is key. And if it's, the energy, it's a couple different things, that makes me want to just get close and become cordial and cool and want to start, becoming a real friend. Because friends are, I guess because of the past situations and people, burning bridges and doing you wrong, kind of makes you a little more, standoffish and just makes you a little more cautious of how you go about, the next person.
Okay. How about you, C?
I agree with what Sarah said. I think that it's, with me, I lead with being friendly. So I start with being friendly because it's different to call someone your friend. You can have associates, but friend is a little bit different. So I think that I'm more or less like I start off being friendly and then see if this is someone that I want to be friends with or if I'm just going to keep you in a associate type of level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin that used to live in Connecticut, and she relocated down south, I guess about 7-8 years ago. And I never forget a story that she told me. She had a very best friend, and I won't say her name right now, but I do remember it. My cousin would travel to South Carolina like every quarter and stay for like 2 weeks. And while she was gone, she would have her best friend look over her apartment in Connecticut. Go by, check, make sure, da-da-da. I guess people don't want their place to look like nobody's there for a certain period of time. And one particular time, when she came back home to her apartment, the apartment was empty. Everything was gone. Furniture, the bedroom, the living room, everything. It was gone as if my cousin had moved out. And what she found out is, because my cousin used to be a model, she has a lot of nice stuff, she just lives an extravagant lifestyle. And her apartment showed it with her clothes, the jewelry, her furniture, like high-end stuff. This girl had befriended her like a year prior.
Mm-hmm.
And she found out that the girl really was laying on her. She's a mark. And because she went home quarterly to visit her mom down south, she was plotting her time to be able to get in and get her stuff. And she was even one to even suggest that, I'll check on your apartment while you're gone. Can you even imagine something like that? A person that's been your friend for 1 year, you're right of that, and you come back to your place and everything's gone?
And the bad ones mess it up for the next one who might be good. That's so – why? like,
that is really, really crazy. So do y'all have any story or situation? Have you ever had a friendship betrayal? Anyone you had to cut off? If so, let's talk about it.
Not to that extent.
To each his own.
No,
everybody has different stories.
Yeah. But I had a friend that we were close. I've knew her for maybe, I want to say, longer than a year, about 2 years, I want to say. We hang out and everything and do the girl thing. And, I don't know, we spend the night at each other's house every now and then. It was one night, I don't know, maybe she was just had some tough times and really just kind of she went all out. But, hey, friend, can I use your car? But it wasn't my car. It was a rental. So I don't know. I don't know if she knew that. But still, the fact that it doesn't really don't matter. But she took my car. I let her use the car. She never came back. Found out she ended up going to jail. The car got messed up. She got in an accident. They found drugs in the car. I thought we were friends. We was kicking it for it was about 2 years, I want to say. But still, I don't know. Everybody, it's unfortunate how people just be having, their little secrets and side lives. And, yeah. Messed
did
up
you,
for the
did you
good
ever
one.
Get a chance to talk to her? Did she explain, like, what the hell happened?
Kind of. But then I was just so hurt and upset about it that I really didn't care what really happened. Because I'm sure it was a whole nother story, baby dad. She had baby daddy issues and, it was something else, too. So, but she just took advantage of me at the same time, Yeah.
Hmm? What did you say?
Did she apologize?
Yeah, she did apologize, and now she's old. And it's so something else because now that she's, she had children. Her kids, they still want to know me. And it's just like, okay. It's like, but your mom.
I'm sure
no.
they do.
But you, yeah. I was like, remember when you guys were friends and you stuff? Like, what happened? I wonder too.
But you know what? Just imagine, but that could have been even worse. Like, let's say she compromised and got you compromised as well. You know what I'm saying? So people sometimes just don't understand. I say it all the time, right? And I know a lot of times people take this stuff for granted and they don't feel like it's going to happen. One of my favorite movies, and I have a lot, but have you guys ever seen this movie called Motives?
No.
No, I never heard of
it. Really? Oh, gosh.
Right, he's in it. I'm watching it.
it's a movie is probably like 15 years old, but it's a part one and part two. But the point and the reason why I love this movie is, number one, think about the name of it, Motives, right? And you never know what someone's motives and intentions are, for one. For two, the movie is about two guys. One is rich, and one works for the rich guy. They're best friends. They've been best friends like through college. But, one made it and have super success, and then he hired his best friend. Kind of like, I don't want to say second-class citizen because it's not really that, but I think the guy felt like that. And basically, this movie is about two people that have a friendship, but one is rich and cocky, and the other guy runs behind him and cleans up everything. And this guy's plotting on him for years and years and years, and then when he has the opportunity to screw him over, then he does. And sometimes people can say they're your friend, but they're secretly hating you because they want what you have. But in reality, hell, what they got is what they got. So what do you guys think? Have you guys ever had a situation like a real one to where you had a friend and she was like really jealous of you that it caused a problem?
Yeah, I think so. I think that sometimes you have friends where you think that they're rooting for you, but they're really not. I had a friend where let's say they tell me something. And they say, I met this guy on the internet, and I'm going to move in with them. And I might say, why would you move in with the guy off the internet? But then if I tell them, I met this guy, he's really nice, they're like, well, hopefully he doesn't. So all the insecurities that they have, they basically place it on my situation. Anyway, well, hopefully he doesn't, he's nice now. Hopefully he doesn't stab you in the back tomorrow. Or, oh, well, hopefully they pay you like they're supposed to. Or just whatever I would say would be something negative. And it would be like, you just find something, some faults. And maybe because I, and maybe it's because I had things to say about her situations, but they were like clearly like red flag situations. So it was like whenever I would say something, it was like she was just trying to find something wrong with whatever I had going on.
Man, red flags are serious, and we've seen them too, and hearing them, and feeling them, seeing them. It's like, do we kind of sometimes I've ignored some red flags at the same time, just giving people the benefit of the doubt. But I don't think now that I'm older, it's like it really kind of. Yeah, you better watch it.
I think sometimes it's the loyalty, too. Like, if you're friends with someone for so long, you're like, well, you know, maybe they're just having a rough patch, or maybe we're just not seeing eye to eye. And just like any relationship, you know, you have your ups and downs. And I think when certain things happen, you, like you said, you give people the benefit of the doubt. But it's like, no, that really was a red flag.
Yeah. True. Anybody there?
Oh,
is that so quiet? we can hear a pin drop right now.
Did we lose you, Tawanda?
Yeah, we did. Okay. I'm like, it's just too quiet. But we still here.
I know.
Hey.
Hey. No, but I think that like with friendship, it's just like it's really is like sometimes the time and season when it comes to friendships, because like you know you can have a friend that like you know been solid with you for 10 years, and then all of a sudden like a year 11 something crazy can happen, and you're just like, wait, now like their whole relationship is different.
Yeah. I believe it too. Time and season for everything. People, you know, some change, you know. But some people, some friends, that you know, they stick around and stay. Even you've been friends for, I have a friend I've been friends with for years. And we don't talk. We don't, how often would we don't even talk that, you know, like every day. Maybe once a week, not even that. But still, when we get together, oh, it's just so good. We just be having fun and laughing and, you know, just, it's all good. Eat, drink, and be merry. Fun times. Yeah.
Yes. So I guess we lost Tawanda for tonight, but, you know, we can always finish our conversation and wrap up our conversation. So how do you feel? Because I know this is your first time friend on our platform.
Yes. I feel friends, yeah, friends, I don't know, I favor friends now, like I said, because the fact that I'm older and I know, you know, just from the past friendships, I say do better, get better, you know, and I say if you want a good friend, you better treat them how you want to be treated. I believe in that, because what goes around always comes around, so you want to reciprocate
it. Yeah,
Yeah, you better come on. Let's meet me halfway. Meet me halfway.
Did you want to share any friendship horror story that you had before we wrap it up?
Friendship stories. Ooh. I think that was the horror story. Because that's never, I mean, of course you don't want something like that to happen, but just for someone that you've known for some time, you know, just, and you have kids, you know, that kind of makes it even, not worse, but makes you think, you know, you think that because you're a parent, you know, your standards and how your way about life, you know, so it's kind of like, yeah, age ain't nothing but a number, and, you know, being a mom, this makes a difference, but hey, you just do what you do. That was That was kind of my, yeah, the worst thing that's happened with a friend. The other friends just kind of just drop off and just disappear. Have you had a friend that's done that?
Yeah, like
I wonder what happened.
What? When did I disappear?
Where did you go?
Oh,
well,
you know
maybe
what?
Not. Okay.
Well, you know, one thing about us, we always multitasking. So I was emailing Amazon, like, hey, I got this package coming tomorrow. It was supposed to come to, you know how Amazon Prime is coming tonight. And then they changed it to Friday at 8. I'm like, I'm not going to be in town. It's an expensive package. And last time I was gone, I came back. My package wasn't even here. So anyway, I'm trying to track it down. So they called. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm back.
Right.
What did I miss? Did y'all share a good story? Can you tell me?
I ain't nobody repeating
no?
nothing. Like,
I'll listen to the podcast on Apple. No problem. When I'm binging Clutch, I'll check it out and see what y'all
Rewind.
Talk about. Juicy, exactly. Rewind with some wine. But look, ladies, so what do you guys thought, so when it comes to friendships, like, why do you feel like they are, oh, yeah, before you tell me that, I got to tell you this one story. So we're talking about horror stories when it comes to friendships. So I had a girl that I know that was dating. She was in a relationship. She had a boo. She loved him. And she had a girlfriend that some women just don't want somebody to be happy. I don't know if y'all ever can relate. So this girl was talking
so
all the time about, oh, you got this guy. Maybe you shouldn't do this for him. Or he's asking. Basically, she just kept putting doubt in her head about the guy, having to question him. And over a period of time of her just kind of bombarding her with negative stuff about this guy, and, you know, and you're such a beautiful girl, and, you know, you can do better, and he don't really treat you like the queen you are, and blah, 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 blah. So this young lady that I know started internalizing the stuff that she was saying, and she was saying, started saying to him, you know what, you don't really appreciate me. You don't even really do this. You don't. But long story short, she ended up breaking up with the guy, or he ended up breaking up with her, or whatever the situation was. And next thing she knows, she was, you know, all heard about the relationship. And then the girl's trying to hang out and do all this stuff. And I was saying to myself, girl, you don't even see what happened. Like, this girl done put all this stuff in your brain, and you done broke up with this guy. Now you got all this free time, and now all she wants to do is hang out. You know, that's what I'm saying, and that's motive. Sometimes people, they mm-hmm. say this stuff, even if it's true, how many people really have your best interest at heart?
Yeah, conditioned, right. Yeah. Them communication, them words, conditioning. Communicating, that's true.
You know what? That's why you got to be careful who you allow to speak into your life. That's why sometimes mm-hmm. the stuff is going on in your situation, you got to keep that to yourself, because you don't know
right.
who really has your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy.
Very true.
But that's reality.
Yeah. At the same time. All right, the movies is real.
Look, the movies really happen in real life. But that shit is real. Ass-freaking-lutely. So, ladies, as we get ready to close out, what are some tips that you'll share with ladies about beware of possible psycho friends, or different things that they should notice and be aware of, or maybe something to even evaluate to see if they have any psycho friends in their camp? Any tips for the ladies?
I think if somebody shows you who they are, believe it the first time, because you might not get a second and third time. Like, if you have a friend that you seem like every time you go out with them, they want to fight, maybe, unless you're ready to, you know, fight with them, you might want to evaluate, is that the type of friend you want to be around? And maybe, like, if you have a friend that's constantly dragging you down because they're not feeling good about themselves, maybe that's someone that you should, you know, want to reevaluate how close you want them, because you don't want somebody's negative energy to jump onto you.
Mm. Yeah. I'm watching alcohol. That'll speak the truth in itself. That So that's right there, ladies. Right. Y'all go out and have a good – okay. Okay. That's really who they are.
The whole thing, they can handle the alcohol.
Yeah,
you might
can
go
handle
out
alcohol. Yeah, that's going to tell you a lot. So
Yeah. That's crazy, but that's so true. Have y'all ever had someone like tell you something like, you're stupid, you're fat, you're dumb, you're ugly, or whatever, while they're drunk, all in the name of
liquor.
Being drunk?
Yeah, that liquor licks and lets you know. Open up the doors.
Yeah.
I've seen it and heard it. And just the eye, the looks, all that.
One friend that
I don't think she likes me.
Oh, yeah, no. She's looking at you crazy. When she's drunk, she doesn't. It's a part of her that has resentment towards you. But, no, I had a friend who actually is in prison right now. I was actually at her house 2 weeks before, and this is some years back. So I was going to relocate from Maryland at the time to Philadelphia. So she was like, well, come stay with me when you relocate. I'll, you know, stay with me until you get back on your feet. So I'm like, all right, I'll do that. So I went and I visited her and her boyfriend like for like 2 weeks. We all hung out. Like he was staying with her on and off. So everything was cool. And I had known him, actually, they dated like 10 years prior to that before. So I've known him for a while. They had broke up and they recently got back together. And so I left for 2 weeks. I went to go house sit for my friend in Rhode Island. So while I was in Rhode Island, Mother's Day had passed. So I sent her a text, and I sent her daughter a text. We had just had a baby, like, maybe, like, 4 months before. So I sent her daughter a text. I sent her a text. And her daughter was like, thank you, with prayer emojis. And I thought, that's weird, but okay, whatever. So then she was like, did you hear about my mom? And I'm like, no, I didn't hear about your mom. What's up? And then she was like, my mom's in jail for murdering her boyfriend. And I'm like, wait, what? So I'm like, stop playing, because I'm like, you gotta be playing. So what happened was she was drinking, she was doing, what was that, liquid acid, liquid LSD, and she wound up cutting his throat and beating him up.
She wound up doing what now?
So she punched his face in pretty badly, and she slit his throat.
Wow, under the influence of,
she was doing acid.
Wow.
Did
something happen? Because everyone asks if he did anything. No, he wasn't abusive. He wasn't that type of guy, not at all. If anything, it was the other way around.
So did she just get pissed? I mean, or it was just because she was high on drugs?
It was because she was on drugs. And then she was bipolar. She was bipolar, and she wasn't taking her medication, which is why she only got 10 years. Because originally, they were looking at the death rate.
Oh, my. Life-changing.
And I was supposed to live there, and that was supposed to be my friend.
Yeah, the choices and chances that we take and make. My goodness, it really makes a difference. Don't do drugs. Alcohol, okay.
Exactly.
Just
Don't do drugs.
Just say no. No. Oh, my. That's devastating.
Wow.
That's mind-blowing.
I hadn't known for her to experiment with anything other than, like, I knew she smoked weed, like, who doesn't, and then she drinks, but I didn't have a conversation with her at one point about her drinking, because I was like, you know, you're drinking kind of a lot. She was drinking a whole bottle a day.
Oh, my.
So
same.
She went from vodka, and then when I said something, she changed from vodka to wine. But it was still a bottle of alcohol, beverage, you know, a day. And it's like, they say have one glass of wine, not a whole bottle.
And if someone tells you that you're drinking too much, I think there might be an issue there. I think you guys should really take heed and, you know, because that alcohol ain't nothing nice. And it's not healthy for you, you know, when you really excessively, I don't know, do you, but still.
Yeah,
absolutely. But she killed, and so she murdered someone.
Yeah, she murdered someone.
Now, when she came to, I wonder what that reaction was about when she noticed I killed someone.
Right. Right.
There's a reason why I can't really call her my friend at this point, because there's no accountability. There was no, oh, man, I messed up. It was more or less like I got the feeling
you didn't just
summer camp.
You fucked up. You took a life.
Mm.
Yeah. But she's not remorseful.
In my opinion. She's not remorseful.
In my opinion. In her daughter's opinion. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but yeah. And couple people's opinion, she's not remorseful. And that's why I don't really call her a friend now, because it's like you took a really good person, you know, life. And it would be one thing, I think, that it would be a whole different conversation if it was like a domestic violence type of thing. But it wasn't.
Yeah,
of course.
And you must have had the anger towards him, undercover anger for whatever reason, for that to go happen.
Mm. You know, that's the thing about drugs. Like, man, people, drugs will mess you up. From my hometown, I know, you know what I'm saying? I know of a guy that he went to his mom and wanted money for drugs, and she said no. And he robbed and killed her. And he got the money, and he left and went and got high. And the next day, when the police found him, and he was still high, and police locked him up, and when he came down from that high and wanted to know why he was in jail, and when they told him because he robbed and killed his mama, they said he went crazy.
Wow.
You know, I know people, like, do drugs and get – I didn't realize, like, if you do drugs, like, you're out of your mind. I thought you would be, like, a little high. I know you're out your mind.
No,
you don't know what's going on.
It's a controlled substance.
Yeah.
It's a controlled substance, and you're no longer in fucking
control. Out of control.
Whatever happened with that situation to where these girlfriends went out the country, and like the second day they were out the country, one of them got killed, but nobody knew anything. Do you guys remember that?
Oh,
I think it was like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know where that was. And then, you know what? I don't think anything really happened to that. I wonder too. Yeah, what happened with that? Like, when?
Yeah, so, nothing happened. They did an autopsy. They broke her neck. And everybody's story didn't
matter.
Yeah.
Really?
Their parents paid for an autopsy, and when they did it, they was like her neck was broken, her spine was severed. So they really beat her up.
Right, and those were supposedly her friends. Right, people who you're supposed to be with. That's your friend. What?
Gosh. You got to be more careful. And this happens every day. You know, sometimes people want friends so bad that they ignore those warning signs, whether it's dating or whether it's just really friends. So, ladies, do real friends exist? Do genuine people that really have your best interest at heart, does that still exist?
I keep telling my daughter that they're rare. It's out there somewhere. It's kind of rare, though. People, good morals and manners. I was saying that earlier. I'm like, it's not – when you come across it, you kind of try to grasp onto it, you know, and feel it because you feel it. I know that happens to me. I'm like, you know, you can kind of see it, too. You see, you feel that energy because, you know, you live in a peaceful life because that's what you want. So that's – you always going to bring that to the table. You want a piece of me? You want to be me?
The people, yeah.
But you got to, you know, you got to be cautious and you got to, you know, be careful and kind of go, it's nice. Say hi and bye.
Absolutely. I think one thing that's also important in friendships is having those balanced friendships. I think healthy friendships are balanced friendships. I remember one time I was talking to this young lady, I think through a meetup group, and it was like a girlfriend's meetup group, and I was talking to her like, hey, getting to know who you are, what you like to do. And I said, you know, friendships are important, especially having a balanced friendship. And she said, what do you mean balance? I said, you know, like sometimes you have friends, like you're the giver. You give, and all they do is take. And a balanced friendship is just give and take. It's not 50-50. It's just some days I'm giving, some days you're giving, but it's a mutual. And she was like, well, I just got a lot going on, and I really need a friend that can listen to me. And she had a long laundry list of what she needed. I said, okay, so you're one of those friends, like, you take. She's like, yeah, I need a friend to give, and I'm not able to give as much as they're going to be able to get. I'm like, girl, go get a therapist. Are you serious right now? Like, how do you intentionally tell someone, I'm going to be in a friendship with you, but I'm going to give 10%, and I'm going to need you to be giving 90? You know what I'm saying? So what are you guys' That's friendships crazy. Like? Are they balanced? Are they rocky, one side here, one side down, up?
Mm-mm.
How are they?
They better be balanced. They better be balanced.
Are
you better
balanced,
what they? No, you know, the ones that haven't been balanced, I kind of let them go. And, you know, just
really?
unfollow. And I noticed that, like, this one, it wasn't even my friend. It was my friend of my family member. And they were friends since, you know, younger, junior high days. But now, and it's just, you know, they got kids and, you know, you got your man, but still I've seen it, and it was so interesting because I've seen it over the years. You know, I always said, she's cool, but she doesn't really care about you like you care about her. And I've seen it, and it's so funny, just recently, my longtime friend, she's seen a picture of us all together. She's like, what happened to her? Oh, I always felt like she just thought she just, you know, like she was just too good, like, you know. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. I don't know where she is. I stopped talking to her. Well, I wasn't her friend in the first place. But you can just, I mean, a real friend just always shows concern, and they're kind, they're caring. You know, and you know that with how they treat you in the actions, it proves, you know what I'm saying, the actions really prove themselves in your words.
Mm-hmm.
The communication is key. So, ladies, just really, you know, and when you're under the influence, that really shows too. That speaks loud volumes. So, just be careful. That's all I say. Be careful, ladies.
Okay. Definitely be careful. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it and super excited. So as a sidebar, ladies, as we close out tonight, can you guys believe that we are in the last stretch, the last quarter of 2023? That's the first question. The second part of that question is, how the hell are y'all feeling since we're post-COVID? Kind of, sort of, but not really.
And what is it, the tour? I sent that to
Did
you.
I see the
what? The last day of the year is 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. One, the
yeah,
new
yeah,
year, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right. I can't get over that.
This year went by so fast. I can't believe it. And then somebody was talking about Christmas. I'm like, wait, what? Where are we?
Me?
We didn't even get to October. Both of you, actually.
I'm
going to
watch my Christmas movies. Home Alone.
Ooh. No, I've been watching Christmas
since
July.
Really? Girl, I'm about to start watching
it. Yeah.
And there's a couple more I got to watch. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm here for it.
Get cozy.
Yes. Oh, my God. Give me some cappuccino machine. Turn up.
Oh, I can't. Oh, that was dreamy. Cappuccino machine.
I'm excited for you, Chris. Come on, Corinne, you can do it.
Go, Corinne, you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. And that's another friend. And that's what a real friend does, motivates you, and, you know, gets you hyped up.
Absolutely.
Right? Be your biggest cheerleader.
Happy fall, y'all.
Exactly. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. So, Sara, we're so glad that you joined us on the show tonight. I mean, definitely looking forward to hearing from you. So we can't
Thank
let you,
you
leave without telling everyone a little about who the hell is Star. Twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle, D-dish, Devo.
What you got going on? Share something with the listeners.
Thank you. Oh, you guys, well, hey, I'm Star Double R. Me and Corinne be hanging out all the time. Bella Veneer, Bright Future. Yes. Miss Hula Hooper. I be working at Hula Hoop.
Really?
A lot of excitement, a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm just a lot to look at. But yeah, I love to be happy and enjoy myself and spread and share those positive, you know, good vibes, because it's a lot of bad in the world. So I just say be happy and, you know, get a hula hoop and spin around and get your nails done.
I know it. Yeah. But you know what? That's so true. Yeah. Like you said, there's so many bad in the world, but there's still so much good. And that's what I get a joy in, that, because somebody has to choose to go a different direction. So, yeah, I'm with mm-hmm. you. Do more
right.
good.
Right.
I love it. Any closing thoughts, ladies? Anything on your heart, anything on your mind that you'd like to share as we close out?
Well, hopefully nobody has no friendship horror stories. And if they do, y'all can always hit us up in the DM and tell us about it. And maybe we'll do a part two.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, but seriously, any closing comments, sir?
Just take care of yourself and just be, be cautious, you know, and pay attention to the little things, because they add up and they mean a lot. So, yeah.
Okay, sounds wonderful. And my closing thought, what I will say to everyone is, just remember, to have a friend is to be a friend. And a lot of times you'll know who your friends are, and I'll never forget someone told me this a long time ago. You want to find out who your friends are? Go through something. See what they say when you're not even around them. And you'll be dead, but find out what they say then. You know who your friends are during times of trouble, in your absence, and at your death. Because a real friend, regardless of whether you're there or not, they ain't letting nobody talk about you. They're going to stick up for you, and they truly want the best for you. And that's what I'm sure we all want to strive for, is to have good friends. And thank you guys for listening to the show. This is Twanda. We got a.k.a. Corinne. And we have Twinkle Twinkle, the big star.
Yes.
Until the next time, everybody, be safe.
Take care.
Bye.